I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, February 8th. City of Quincy's computer systems are under a cyber attack. Since last Thursday, computer systems in the city have been impacted by ransomware, demanding money in exchange for the safe return of data. The problem was first detected on the Quincy Police Department computers. Officials say the servers were immediately locked down, and a rapid response team was contacted to trace the source of the attack, identify any corrupt data, and scan every computer attached to the city's network for any signs of hackers that still have access. Officials say they have restored computers for the police, fire, and school departments and the city's financial software. Some office applications are still down. Officials say the city does not maintain any identity information from the public, and all online payments are conducted through third-party vendors and are not intertwined with the city's network. Officials also say the city's backup systems appear to be in good order, and it does not appear that any data has been lost. The city maintains 60 computer servers. 32 of them have been deemed safe as of last night. Quincy City Councilors say they want a new Squantum Elementary School to be a net zero building, if at all possible. Councilors last night voted to put a request for $1.5 million to study the need for a new Squantum school into the Finance Committee for review, but also said they want the city to determine if the new school can be net zero, meaning it generates or saves all of the energy that it needs to operate. Also last night, city councilors put a request for $2.3 million for a new fire department ladder truck and engine into Finance Committee for review, and a proposal for a residential property tax exemption into the Finance and Oversight Committees for further review. Some of the South Shore's deteriorating bridges will be replaced under a $3 billion infrastructure spending plan put forward by Governor Baker. The most expensive South Shore project is the replacement of the Route 3 bridges over Franklin Street in Duxbury, totaling $24.4 million. Two bridges will be replaced in Braintree on Washington Street over the railroad tracks for $6.8 million and on the John Mahar Highway over the Manatiquit River for $10.6 million. The north and southbound Route 3 bridges over the North River near the Norwell-Pembroke line will be replaced for $21.8 million. In Randolph, the Route 24 bridges north and south over Canton Street will be replaced for $12.8 million. In addition, two bridges in Weymouth will be cleaned and repainted at a cost of $2.2 million. Colleagues lined the street outside of Braintree Church yesterday during the funeral for Boston Police Officer John O'Keefe. It was found dead in the snow outside a home in Canton last month. Funeral mass for O'Keefe got underway at St. Francis of Assisi Church in Braintree, where he grew up. He was buried at Blue Hill Cemetery in Braintree. O'Keefe was 46 years old and had been a Boston police officer for 16 years. He graduated Braintree High School and Northeastern University, earned a master's in criminal justice from UMass Lowell. His family said he raised his niece and nephew when his sister and her husband both died. Check business news this morning. Stocks are mixed. The Dow was up a point. NASDAQ down 82. The S&P dropped 16. Global stocks higher. The dollar is up. The euro is down. Oil at almost $91 a barrel. Sports. Celtics are taking on the Nets on the road tonight at 7:30. Bruins are home against Pittsburgh at 7. Forecast, scattered morning showers and some partial clearing today. High 43, cloudy tonight, low 24. Tomorrow, sun and clouds 43, partly cloudy 48 on Thursday, and partly cloudy 43 for Friday. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, February 8th.